From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Ohio returns to a familiar role this election season as a hotly contested battleground. Over the past few days, it has been the stage for a clash of ideas and personalities that could define Washington politics over the next 2 years. If Republicans take control of the U.S. House, Minority Leader John Boehner of Ohio becomes Speaker Boehner, making him the GOP counterweight to President Obama. Both stumped yesterday in Ohio, and through miles apart, each was talking to and about the other. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Columbus.
The main task in the final days and hours before the election for President Obama and Republican leader John Boehner has been to get out the vote, to fire up the base. And to do that, each has been invoking the words of the other. For nearly 2 years, President Obama has portrayed Republicans as the party of no. Now he's updated that charge thanks to a statement by Boehner. Here's the minority leader last Wednesday on the Sean Hannity radio show.
And I can tell you, Sean, that we will not compromise on our principles, and we will not compromise on the will of the American people.
Now here's President Obama in Cleveland last night reacting.
I guess they're feeling cocky, maybe. The Republican leader of the House says, this is not a time for compromise. That's a quote. The Republican leader of the Senate said his main goal for the next 2 years, his top priority, is to win the next election and to beat me.
Boehner, meanwhile, is doing the same thing at stop after stop in Ohio, from Toledo to Zanesville to Columbus to Chillicothe. He's been talking about this comment President Obama made in an interview last week with the Spanish-language TV network Univision.
And if Latinos sit out the election, instead of saying we're going to punish our enemies and we're going to reward our friends who stand with us on issues that are important to us, if they don't see that kind of upsurge in voting in this election, then I think it's going to be harder.
Enter Boehner, who tells audiences that when Presidents Reagan, Clinton, and both Bushes used the word enemy, it was to describe terrorists or dictators.
And for the president to use that word about people who oppose bigger government, people who are freedom-loving and love our Constitution, I tell you, I've got to find that very appalling.
All of this is about defining the opposition. It's also like a certain sport, says political scientist Ross Baker of Rutgers University.
What it seems to me to be very much similar to is the weigh-in before a championship prize fight in which the two contenders sort of trash-talk to each other and do mind games.
And Baker says if Boehner becomes speaker as expected, then this is just the beginning. Don Gagne, NPR News, Columbus.